Coach Andy Sweetenjelm now joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Tough game here, Andy. Not a clean game, but hard fought by your team.
Yeah, not clean, but you know, you can't fault the effort, right? The kids are working hard. The kids are doing a nice job. Our defense definitely stepped up here today, and so I think they did a really nice job. We just got too sloppy at times, and I think a lot of that came from trying to press in the moment, right? And so we talked a lot about just trying to trust yourself, that kind of stuff, and just got a little bit of work to do to get there. So,
talk a little bit about the offensive struggles. You know, you think that was just kind of pressing? I mean, the passing game just really wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, and they kind of were trying to take that away, right? And so they were sitting back and doing that kind of stuff to try to take that passing game away, which is fine. We just got to make sure that we are reading our keys and doing what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, as long as we do those things, we'll be fine in the future. You know, the greatest thing about, you know, life and stuff like that is when adversity comes, you have to learn how to grow and move on and do that kind of stuff, right? And so, you know, we talked a lot about the best version of the 2025 Newton Cardinals is yet to come.
Kind of looks like they might have had like a defensive back that was just kind of roaming out there. Was that the case?
No, they just played back. They just played deep. And so they just didn't want to give up any deep balls or anything like that. And so they just stayed back. And, you know, I think we're just not quite used to that, and you know, we just kind of got into some bad habits early, trying to force big plays when we just need to be patient. And you know, some of those are play calls that, you know, I can do better at next time, and you know, we'll improve and we'll get better.
Although he had a big interception there that set up a score that took the lead there.
Yeah, absolutely, did a great job tonight in coverage. You know, a lot of things. You know, I think our defense, you know, does a really nice job, but those guys are still, you know, it seems like Ali's been around a while, but, like, you know, it's a second career start. And so, you know, he did a really nice job, I think, tonight and recovering and doing some of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I thought our defense played lights out.
As far as the first time we saw you guys punt today, that little work in progress there?
Yeah. I mean, we're always trying to get better. So.
Okay. Talk about, you know, kind of trying to move forward from this. You know, kind of what was the message to the team? And
well, nothing is legitimately changed from 8 o'clock this morning to right now. So we are in the same exact position as where we were. So that's the great thing about playing great teams. You know, I think there's two types of attitudes that people have in life. You either run scared and you try to do things the easy way, which never gets you the great results in the end, or you do things the hard way. And, you know, going out and trying to schedule a game against the defending state champs isn't an easy thing to do. And they're a good athletic school for a reason. So I thought our kids represented themselves really well. They played really hard tonight. We're just excited to keep getting better.
Of course, Fun Rant for our coming up next, and then finally getting home for homecoming. That'll be a nice little stretch there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to get rolling here again. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have a great week of practice here and move on from there.
Yeah, a good contingent. Fans here over here on this side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they did
a great job, right? And I think this is a good night here for Newton. You know, obviously the result was a little bit disappointing, right? But when you think about process and trying to get better and do those kind of things, you know, the reality is we had the defending state champs down to the wire the last 30 seconds of the game, and you can't let the last 30-second heartbreak take away from the bigger picture. So proud of our guys, proud of the effort.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you had two top 10 teams going at it here, and it's just the little things that make the difference in those. And unfortunately, you're on the short end of that one this time.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Coach, for spending some time with us, and best of luck as we move on with the rest of the season.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Andy Sweetenjelm joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.